We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, final segment of the program here this morning, and talking Meadowlark here in this next segment. Sarah Duggan is the Community Relations Director and joins us to talk about their Walk to End Alzheimer's event. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again.
You too.
So we have the 2021 Walk to End Alzheimer's event coming up here this fall, and I understand there's actually a kickoff event of sorts coming up this Saturday.
There is. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is a fundraising and awareness event that's actually put on by the Alzheimer's Association, so the national organization. They have walks all over the nation each fall for this purpose. And the Manhattan Walk is coming up on Saturday, October 23rd, and it'll be at City Park. And to start getting the planning committee, which Meadowlark is a part of, and we're a supporter of the event, to get people excited in the community about the walk in October, we're hosting a kickoff event, and that's going to be this Saturday, so the 21st from 2 to 4, and we're going to be at the Midwest Dream Car Collection, and that's going to be an opportunity to learn more about the walk, to learn more about the Alzheimer's Association, to sign up, and then we'll also be able to see the cars in the museum. The K-State baseball team's going to be there for a little bit around 3 o'clock, and there's also going to be a silent auction and raffle items. So the Saturday event is just an opportunity to really get excited about the walk in October.
All right, what a great opportunity here. And you know, I think it's good to have these partnerships here in the community as well, because then it kind of all encompasses a little bit of everything.
Sure. Yeah. This the walk is, I'm glad you mentioned that, a great opportunity for different organizations in Riley County. So not just Manhattan, but our surrounding community to work together on this really important cause, and to be aware of how Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia affect people here in our community and beyond. This will be our third in-person walk, I believe, in our fourth year for the walk. So last year it was all virtual. This year we plan to be back in person, and our participation has grown each year. So we're very excited to recruit more people to participate.
All right. This is a walk I've participated in the past, not here in Manhattan, but in another community up in Nebraska. And it's great. It's a lot of people, unfortunately, are touched by this horrible disease. And, you know, I know you guys have a really good program that supports not just those suffering from Alzheimer's, but also the caregivers.
You're right. Meadowlark is we're very proud of our memory program. And that's something that we offer free of charge to people in the Manhattan community and in the surrounding area. There are opportunities with that program to support people living with memory and cognition challenges like Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. And then, like you mentioned, the caregivers, which is a very important aspect of that journey, to make sure that we're supporting those who are taking care of the people living with the challenges.
How does one become a part of that program? Do you have to have a referral? How does that work?
No, we absolutely take referrals. We work with a lot of the primary care physicians and people in town to get in contact with those who would benefit from services. But it's just as simple as calling or shooting us an email. So Michelle Hobb is our special programs leader. And she takes in all of those inquiries and sets up times to have what we call consultations, to visit with people and figure out a plan that's going to help support them in their specific needs and where they're at. So, calling Meadowlark is the easiest way to get involved with our memory program.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Sarah Duggan here with Meadowlark and the Walk to End Alzheimer's kickoff event this Saturday at the Midwest Dream Car Collection. And you mentioned there's a silent auction and raffle. Can you tell us any items that are on that?
I can. We do have just some of the items, a football signed by Jordy Nelson. We have some rounds of golf at Colbert Hills and Stag Hill courses. We have some gift certificates to several local restaurants like Tallgrass, Power Cat, Mr. K's Early Edition. And we also have a baby quilt that was stitched by Margie Wohler, who's 99 years young. And so that's going to be another unique, beautiful item that'll be available for the silent auction and raffle.
Okay. Well, that's some good items there, and all donated here by folks in the community. And you can see right there, a lot of businesses are getting behind this as well. So a lot of good support. For the walk itself, do you suggest folks maybe get their businesses involved? Maybe you could have like a team of folks that could participate?
Absolutely. Of course, the walk has sponsorship opportunities, but beyond that, you can, as a business or as a family, as a group of friends, put together a team. All of that can be established by going to the walk website, which can be found at alls.org. And you can set up your team and then you fundraise. There's actually no registration amount required to participate in the walk. The association does ask that there's some fundraising efforts, and then all of that goes to benefit the outreach programs that the Alzheimer's Association does, as well as their research to ultimately end Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's the goal here. I'd like to see that eradicated if we could. I know there's no cure right now. That's unfortunate. Right. But there's a lot of good things that we're finding good research of ways to manage it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is going to be a fun event. Is there anything else we should highlight here for this Saturday?
There's no registration required, and you can come anytime between 2 and 4. We'll have a lot of opportunities for fun and to learn more about the walk coming up in the fall. So I hope everybody can come out.
And we were talking beforehand, there's also another event that MetalArk's involved with at the end of August. That we can highlight here this morning as well.
Yeah, we're all about the outdoor events right now. That's our safest way to keep living life as normally as possible. Our 13th annual Speedy PD Race for Parkinson's Disease is actually at Tuttle Creek State Park on Saturday, August 28th. And so registration is open for that. Of course, you can register up until the morning of the event. We have a 5K and a 10K race option, and then we have a half mile memorial walk run, which is really popular with families and small children. I know my daughters, who are 7 and 4, very much look forward to participating in the half mile walk run. And then if we have a lot of vendors that are out there, for people to interact with, lots of food, beer. So it'll be a fun morning.
And it's easier to access now too. You can get in on the west side.
Absolutely. Yes. So, yes, just in time.
Yeah. Just in time for that. Perfect. All right. Well, and I was also mentioned here, you know, folks drive by MetalArk every day, probably on Tuttle Creek Boulevard. The construction project over there is looking really nice as well.
Yeah, we are very excited about the new clinic site that CenterPoint will be leasing and occupying, and hopefully at the beginning of the year. And so far, construction is staying pretty close to schedule, and it is really looking beautiful out there.
All right, very good. Well, the 2021 Walk to End Alzheimer's event, again, October 23rd at City Park. The kickoff event is this Saturday, 2 to 4 at the Midwest Dream Car Collection. Did I get that all right?
You were perfect.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, Sarah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and learn more about these events going on at MetalArk. You guys do such a good job in our community. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here this morning on In Focus. Our thanks to Sarah Duggan and also Greg Eyestone, Eric Reed, and Katrina Lewison here from USD3D3. And lots going on in the community, Dave.
Well, it's the first day of school.
It is, yes,
indeed. At least in USD 383. And just a quick reminder that school speed zones will be in effect over the noon hour, too, over the lunch hour. And that's important because it's a half day of school in 383 today for all students.
Yep, I think classes at least at my age, daughter's school, and I think the elementary school is 11:55 is the dismissal time. So,
and they're all different time frames. Yeah. Just be cognizant. You see the lights, you see the buses, see the kids. You know, just be very careful when you're driving in around schools today. So, there's lots of first day of school pics all over social media today.
Yeah.
Whether it be Facebook or Instagram or whatever, you know, whoever's doing what. So, haven't gotten one of mine yet.
And Dave, I'm in a kind of a new role here. My wife's working full time. I'm working full time. She's worked full time before, but
sure.
You know,
she was also a student.
Right, she was, and now I have a little more responsibility. I got to go get the daughter here at noon today, so we're playing a little. You've dealt with this in your past.
Yeah.
You know, got to get the kids to school.
Yeah, got to be a parent.
My wife gets them to school. I pick them up. That's kind of how.
That's not a bad trade-off, dude.
That's a good.
Because you know what that means? You got to take him out for ice cream afterwards.
Hey, you know my secrets.
You know, we have to have little secrets and we have to have little indulgences, don't we? Because, you know, dads, you know, we don't get enough credit.
Right.
So you got to make that fun step for them.
That's right. That's what we get. That's our lot.
If you don't cooperate, then there's no ice cream for you.
Exactly.
Like, no soup for you. Well, what's up tomorrow on In Focus?
Tomorrow we have Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And then we'll wrap things up Friday with President Myers with K-State.